What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fantasy Football is Life podcast, episode number 2. And today we're going to talk about the top 10 quarterbacks in PPR leagues. And I mean, probably standard leagues too, but I'm going to go over the stat leaders from last season and tell you who the top 10 quarterbacks to pick from this year in fantasy football, and who are some picks I like and a lot of picks I don't like in the top 10. And I'll go over some sleeper picks. So hopefully you guys enjoy the show. If you're watching the video podcast, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. Let's get this channel growing, baby. And if you're listening to the audio podcast, make sure you follow my podcast. If you're listening on iTunes or Podbean or Google Play, wherever, just go ahead and leave a like and follow the podcast and let's grow this baby. So looking at my list here, we have the top 10. All right, first I'm looking at two different lists. So my first list, we're going to go this season, just top 10. The top 10, I go off of ESPN's list. So I trust ESPN. So we're going to look at the 2019 ESPN Fantasy Football Draft Kit. It's a cheat sheet. You can just download it from their website. So we'll take a look at the players and then their ADPs, their average draft position. So number one, which is pretty obvious, we have Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan at 4, Andrew Luck at 5, Cam Newton at number 6, Baker Mayfield at 7. That's kind of surprising for me, but he was definitely a beast last season. Carson Wentz at 8, Drew Brees at 9, and Big Ben at 10. And some other notable quarterbacks that aren't in that top 10 are Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Jameis, Philip Rivers, Kirk Cousins. I mean, Josh Allen had a great season. So, I mean, who knows about Nick Foles? I might talk about him later in the sleeper. I don't know. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and go over this top 10 right here. So going off the stats from last season, we have Patrick Mahomes at number 1, which was, if you drafted Patrick Mahomes last season, oh, congratulations. You probably won your league. Patrick Mahomes last season threw for 5,097 yards with 50 touchdowns, 12 picks, 2 rushing touchdowns, led the league with 417 fantasy points from the quarterback position. That was just insane. So, I mean, I'm kind of against drafting quarterbacks early. So, but I mean, if you can get Patrick Mahomes, his ADP is at 40, is the fourth round. So if you can get Patrick Mahomes that early, you got to get him, because he would single-handedly just win you games too. So number 2, which is a surprise to me, which no one probably paid attention, but Matt Ryan had an amazing year with 4,900 yards, 35 touchdowns, only 7 picks, 3 rushing touchdowns. That's crazy. I mean, he's got an elite offense. They're getting Devonta Freeman back. He's got Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, and then Ridley. Oh, I don't even remember his name. Why can't I remember his name? Calvin Ridley. Oh, man, he was a beast last season. So definitely, I mean, you could probably wait for Matt Ryan. I would definitely just wait for Matt Ryan, but it's a great pick. Big Ben last season, number 3, finished with 5,129 yards, 34 touchdowns, 16 picks, 3 rushing touchdowns too. I mean, you know what you're going to get with Big Ben, but I'm kind of worried about Big Ben this year with no Antonio Brown and Le'Veon. It's just going to be Juju, and I like Juju. I think he's going to have a great year, but I just don't think he's not Antonio Brown. So I think it might be rough for Big Ben this year. I'd stay away from Big Ben, in my opinion. He could have an elite year. What do I know? Deshaun Watson, number 4, had 4,165 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, 9 picks, 5 rushing touchdowns. He had a good year. He's getting, he's got DeAndre Hopkins. They're getting Will Fuller back healthy. They improved their offensive line a little bit. They still have an elite defense. So Deshaun Watson, definitely, just because he's a mobile quarterback. Number 5, we have Andrew Luck with 4,500 yards passing, 39 touchdowns, 15 picks. No rushing touchdowns, but Andrew Luck's just an elite quarterback. I mean, they got a couple, I think they added Devin Funchess this year. They still have T.Y. Hilton. They're getting Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle back healthy. I mean, they're running Marlon Mack emerged as a pretty good running back last season. So Andrew Luck's going to be a beast this year. Number six from last year was Aaron Rodgers, who kind of had a down year. 4,400 yards, only 25 picks, or 25 touchdowns, but only two picks, which is crazy, and two rushing touchdowns. I don't even know if I have to really explain Aaron Rodgers to you guys. You know what he's going to get. They did lose Randall Cobb, and I don't think they got better on offense. They didn't really address their tight end situation. They have Devontae Adams. They have a bunch of young 2 and 3 receivers. They don't really have that go-to player. So, I mean, I'm still going to get Aaron Rodgers if I can, but, I mean, he just still doesn't have the help. I mean, next we have Jared Goff. He had a great year, 4,600 yards, 32 touchdowns, 12 picks, 2 rushing touchdowns. I mean, Jared Goff, I mean, the Rams were elite last season. I mean, he was great. He was a great streaming quarterback. I probably wouldn't draft Jared Goff. I would wait till I feel like no one's going to probably draft Jared Goff, maybe. He'd be a nice, like, sleeper. See if he's on your waivers and pick him up week 1 or week 2. Because that's pretty much what I did all last year. Next, we have Drew Brees. Only 3,900 yards, 32 touchdowns, and 5 picks, though. And, he had a pretty great year. And, I mean, they're a run-heavy scheme, so I am kind of worried now that they got rid of Mark Ingram. How aggressive are they going to be in the running game? Maybe that's better for Drew Brees now, for him to throw more. And now they just paid Michael Thomas $100 million, so maybe that means they'll pass the ball a lot more. So who knows about Drew Brees? I have no idea. And then where am I right now? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, last two from last season. We have Russell Wilson. Had 3,400 yards, 35 touchdowns, 7 picks. No rushing touchdowns for Russell. That is crazy. Man, I can't believe that. I think that'll change this season. I think their offense got better this season. I take that back. They lost Doug Baldwin. So I take that back. Russell Wilson, I would still draft him. He's going to be great, but him and Aaron Rodgers pretty much have the team on their back and have to run every week because they have no help. And then last, we have Dak Prescott, who had a great year. 3,800 yards, 22 touchdowns, 8 picks, 6 rushing touchdowns, which looks like the leader on this list. So I'm kind of worried about Dak right now. I know they have Amari Cooper, and they did drop Randall Cobb, but right now Ezekiel Elliott's holding out, and he wants to get that paycheck. And I don't know if they're going to pay him or not. And I think why Dak was so good is because they had Zeke and because he could dump it off to him. And if there's no Zeke this year, or if Zeke's missing any kind of games, stay away from Dak. That's all I got to say. All right. So that was the leaders from last season, all great quarterbacks. And I'll just give you guys not on that list. Number 11 was Philip Rivers. And I started Philip Rivers almost every single week, and I won a championship with Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers threw for 4,300 yards, 32 touchdowns, 12 picks, no rushing touchdowns, but Rivers got it done for me, man. He was getting me about, like, it says he averaged 17.8 points per game, which was great. I mean, he was throwing 2 or 3 touchdowns a game. Couldn't ask any more from Philip. And I'm a Chargers fan, so that's why I started him a lot. So just looking at this list here, they have Patrick Mahomes going at 47, which I already talked about. I mean, definitely draft him because Deshaun Watson's next up at number 72. And then Aaron Rodgers is right behind him at 73. Matt Ryan, 74. Andrew Luck, 75. So all like the 7th round, you can get all 3 of those starting quarterbacks. No, all 4 of those starting quarterbacks. And then 6 on that list for this year, you have Cam Newton at 102, Baker at 103, Wentz at 111, Drew Brees 112, Big Ben 113. So you're talking pretty late. You're probably going to have to go a little, maybe 2 rounds early to get like a Cam Newton or a Carson Wentz or a Drew Brees. But I mean, you can already guarantee that the Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun, and Aaron Rodgers, they're all going to go. People are going to overdraft them or underdraft them, whatever. So as I'm looking deeper on this list, if you guys see the thing of drafting a quarterback early because you're afraid someone's going to get him and you're going to miss out, you miss out on like a really good skill position player. So I don't think it's worth it to get the quarterback, because going later on down the year, you need that skill position player, because there'll be times where you're going to be streaming quarterbacks and it's not going to be worth it. Or I'll tell you guys my approach too, a little tip. I like to draft two quarterbacks. So I'll give you a scenario. I mean, I love all these quarterbacks, but if I did take, let's say I took Andrew Luck early, I was able to get, I felt good with my core and I was able to get Andrew Luck. Maybe my last two or three picks, I would see if I can sneak in a Phillip Rivers or even a Lamar Jackson. I'm very interested in him this year, or a Jameis. And then you play the matchup game. And that's why you stream too, because you're not going to start Andrew Luck every week. If Andrew Luck's playing, you know, the Rams or tough defenses, you might be swayed to play someone, you know, if you have Phillip Rivers and he's playing like the Dolphins or someone that's like just a bad team. You're going to take that. That's why I like to have a two quarterback situation. And instead of having to like have your starting quarterback suffer, you could easily just put your backup quarterback in and he'll probably outplay him. Who knows? I don't know. But that's usually how I like to go. I like to have options. So where are we at? We're at 11 minutes. I'll go a couple more minutes. I've been trying to keep these podcasts start out around 15 minutes. So I'll give you my top three right here. Obviously, if you can go Patrick Mahomes, I want Patrick Mahomes. I like Andrew Luck, and I like Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton's going to have a breakout year this year. The receiving core is kind of sketchy, but you got Christian McCaffrey, and Cam's coming back from a successful surgery. You know he's going to run the rock. He's going to get those carries. And I do like Carson Wentz. I do like the Eagles, too, and their offense is so elite. He's got so many weapons, man. He's going to rack on a lot of touchdowns and yards this season. And let me go with some sleepers. I'll give you guys some sleepers right now. So I like Lamar Jackson. I drafted Lamar Jackson last season towards the end when Joe Flacco lost his job. I think Joe was hurt. But Lamar literally didn't throw it. He was running it all the time, and they just ran the ball. And I heard I can't even think of the coach now, but he hinted at him getting a lot and lot of carries this season. So if he can improve his throwing, oh my God, well, just watch out, man. He could have a great year. Another person I like, I mean, Josh Allen, 243. I think Josh Allen should be in like the 140s. He should be like, it's crazy. Josh Allen showed that he proved to be like an NFL quarterback. He was elite last season. 243, that's a steal. If you can get Josh Allen at like your last pick just to have him on your team, that's a steal on its own. And if I were to go deeper, I mean, last on this list is really like Case Keenum and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick would be a great streaming option because you know he's going to throw your picks, but he's probably going to throw three touchdowns and 400 yards and with like four picks. But that's he'll get you the points. I'm not even worried about that. I don't like Andy Dalton. I don't like Stafford. I don't like Josh Rosen. Don't like Eli. I don't really like Nick Foles, man. They paid him way too much and he's not really going to produce. So yeah, so that's kind of that's where I'm at with the quarterbacks right now, man. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the podcast. This was episode 2. I was ranking the quarterbacks. Episode 3, I'm going to do a big series right now, and I'm going to go running back rankings next episode, tight end rankings, wide receiver rankings, and then I believe I'll probably combine kickers, defense, and then like maybe like sleepers into like one episode. I don't know yet. So that's where I'm going right there. And then after those episodes, I'll start getting into where to draft. I'll start doing a lot of mock drafts for each pick, and I'll definitely help you guys out with that and give you all the options you need, what player positions you can get at each draft pick. So that's what I got coming up. Be sure to check out the podcast. Check out the video podcast, which you're watching right now. Subscribe to the channel. Follow the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at ColtonFFIL. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you.